Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Greene County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Greene County Treasurer, Caitlin Michaelison, joining us now. So thank you very much, Caitlin, for coming on.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Well, Caitlin, we don't really have you on the program unless there's some changes in your world. And fortunately, there was one change that was made in last year's legislative session that takes effect this calendar year in 2022. And it has to deal with this idea of the property tax credit claim for elderly and low income. Can you explain to us, Caitlin, just what that means, first of all?
Absolutely. This is a tax credit that is geared toward elderly, which would be 65 plus and low income. This is a credit that people can receive, and we'll go into more detail on their property tax credit in the calendar year in which they apply.
Is that what's currently in existence right now, or is that the change that the legislature made for this calendar year?
This has always been in effect for the 65 plus. However, this year they have added an additional bucket to those people who are 70 and older.
Can you explain to us what that change is that the 70 and older crowd should be aware of going into this year?
Yes. So this year, the Iowa Department of Revenue has added what is called a property tax freeze. So in order to qualify for freezing your property taxes, you have to be, one, eligible, and two, file. The credit will not change in this calendar year, but next calendar year, when compared to your previous property taxes, that is when you would benefit from this new property tax credit bucket for 70 plus.
And what are the different options for those that do qualify on the age as well as household income to be able to apply for?
So there is a range of income buckets that everybody would qualify for. So one, you have to be 70 or older. Two, you have a income threshold depending on how many people live in your household. So if there is one person in your household, you can make $32,000.
And this is geared towards 250% of the federal poverty level.
Yeah, it's just another way for the Iowa Department of Revenue to take into account more people living in the household versus how much money you're making. So the more people you have in your household, the more money you can make. Versus the old way, it was just a flat rate of whatever the income level that the Iowa Department of Revenue chose.
What can I do if I elect to have my property tax frozen? What is the implications of that?
Yep, as long as you qualify. Yep. For this form to fill it out, the goal here is to have a baseline, have a base year, and you have to, even though you're not going to necessarily get this new credit calculation, you need to qualify and you need to file so that you can have your property taxes frozen. So then fast forward to next year when you file, you would then get the option of the old way of calculating or the new way, and your credit would be the greater of either the percentage of the credit or the difference of the increase of property taxes from year to year, figured on that baseline, that first year that you qualify.
All right, so this is all about getting those ducks in a row necessarily for this year, Caitlin, in order to have those options available for those individuals going into next calendar year.
Correct. So everybody who files who is 70 and older, we will figure your taxes both ways, both methods, and then that will be considered your base year. So next year when you file, we'll again always figure it both ways, and then you'll get to pick, or we will pick for you, the greater of the two options.
Now, you did mention about what qualifies as people living within your household. Can you go into a little detail on that?
Yep. So there's not a lot of guidelines from the Iowa Department of Revenue, which tell us what is considered a person of the family or household. What I have read on the House file that passed is if you are able to claim that person as a dependent on your tax return, then you would also be able to claim them on this credit. So you have to then provide 50% of their room and board, their house, their food, their utility, and then you would be able to claim them as a dependent and then claim them on this form as a credit.
So again, I'm guessing that people don't have all year long to be able to sign up for this new change in the credit, right?
Correct. So the deadline to file in the treasurer's office is June 1st. If you have a late filing after that, which we usually do, then we would ask you to submit it straight to the Department of Revenue. So first thing is we do send these forms out. If you ever qualify, we'll send it to you every single year. So for those who have received it in the past, you should receive it by Friday. If you are new to this and have questions Again, call our office, 515-386-5675, and we will get you this form. Or again, you can go on to the Iowa Department of Revenue and get it yourself and kind of read about it. It is a lot of information. So at the end of the day, I would say if you are 70 and older, or 65 and older at least, and 70 or older for this new version of this calculation, if you have one person, it's $32,000. So if you are considered low income, I would definitely call our office and we can visit about it and we can send you a form.
Now, one thing that isn't kind of an aside, but maybe just a reiteration, no real changes being made, is for those that are 18 and older and are 100% disabled.
That's correct. For those who are 18 and older and totally disabled, nothing has changed. You would still receive the credit based on your income level. So they also need to fill out this form. The new bucket doesn't account to anybody unless you are 70. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows that's as of December 31st, 2021. And this tax credit would be your credit on your September of 2022 payment and your March of 2023. And this form does need to be filed annually and they come out every January. I do want to note that if there are multiple people on the deed of the house or multiple people participating in paying utility bills or contributing to the household, their income also has to be included. So if there's two people on the deed, even though that one person might not necessarily be living there, their income has to be included.
Now, this might be an unfair question because this just got rolled out here, Caitlin, but what do you think about the change that the legislature made in giving 70 and older crowd an additional option to be able to maybe glean some more money on their property taxes?
I think this is going to be a huge advantage to the elderly people in Greene County who are 70 and above, because your threshold for your income is going from what was in the past of just over $24,000 to now $32,000, as long as there's only one person living in it. You know, an additional, what is that, almost $6,000, $7,000. That's going to help a lot of elderly people in Greene County. And the more people you have responsibility for in your household, you get a larger limit of income, which I think is a great step in the right directions for the Iowa Department of Revenue.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Greene County Treasurer is Caitlin Michaelison. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.